There are signs that North Korea is making preparations to test a nuclear weapon. They come from satellite images taken of a site in the northeast of the country. Unnamed defense officials have described the images to the Associated Press and the New York Times. NPR's Mike Schuster joins us. And Mike, what are these satellite images said to show?
Well, according to the published reports, they're said to show digging a deep hole, then refilling the hole, and the construction of some kind of reviewing stand some distance from this site, or bleachers that appear to be someplace where people could actually watch something. Now, that, I talked to a specialist this morning who says that's suspicious. There's reason to be concerned, but there apparently is not direct evidence of anything nuclear going on at this site. The implication would be that they would dig a hole, place a nuclear device inside, then refill it so that it would contain the explosive force and the radioactivity should they carry out a nuclear test.
And I understand there's some speculation about whether this, in fact, might be some elaborate ruse. How would that work?
Well, in fact, North Korea did this in the late 1990s. They dug a big hole in a mountain, and at that time, the Clinton administration thought that they were digging another place where they were putting in secret nuclear facilities. And in fact, the Clinton administration demanded to see it. American officials went twice to that mountain and found that it was empty, that they never had a full explanation from the North Koreans. The North Koreans could be trying to dupe the United States into believing that they're on the verge of a nuclear test to gain more concessions, to do better at the so-called six-party talks over its nuclear program that have been actually stalled for almost a year.
A bit of brinksmanship, in a sense?
Certainly.
What would it mean if North Korea did successfully test a nuclear weapon?
Well, it would remove all ambiguity from this issue. Ever since the early 90s, when North Korea essentially gained status as a potential nuclear power, there's been ambiguity about just whether it has bombs or not. There's been an assumption over time by the CIA that they probably have two. Since 2002, they restarted their nuclear program and apparently gained enough plutonium to make a half a dozen more. But nobody knows for sure outside of North Korea if they have these weapons. Should they test one, then all ambiguity will be removed and the world will have to deal with them as a nuclear power.
A technical question here, Mike. Does an aspiring nuclear power have to test its nuclear weapons to make sure they work, or would there be computer models, say, that could demonstrate how effective they are?
Well, there are certainly computer models in the United States that can demonstrate how effective American nuclear weapons are, but the United States has a much more advanced science and technological base. The United States hasn't tested a nuclear weapon since 1992. In the case of North Korea, where it is assumed that there is a fairly rudimentary technological base for this, the North Koreans can't be sure that their bomb, if they've built one, would actually work without testing. That was the case with India and Pakistan through the 1980s and into the 1990s, and only in 1998, when both tested, were they sure that they had nuclear weapons that worked.
What will the impact of these reports be on talks with North Korea?
It's a difficult question. The impact is likely not to be good. These are six-party talks. They involve the two Koreas, the United States, Russia, Japan, and China. The key country is China because the United States has been relying on China to put pressure on North Korea to come back to these talks and denuclearize. China's never been quite sure about the allegations on the part of the United States that there was really a nuclear threat here in North Korea. So China would essentially have to open its eyes and acknowledge that the North Koreans really do have a nuclear potential.
And has there been official U.S. reaction?
Not that I'm aware of. The United States won't be happy about this. The Bush administration won't be happy about this. What its attitude toward continuing talks with North Korea would be is hard to predict. It'd certainly stimulate those in the administration who are somewhat more hardline to take this issue to the UN Security Council.
NPR's Mike Schuster. Mike, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Melissa.